Week 22, Monday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us rejoice in the Lord, with songs let us praise him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us rejoice in the Lord. With songs let us praise him. Come, Spirit blessed, with God the Son, and God the Father ever one, shed forth your grace within our breast, and live in us, a ready guest. By every power, by heart and tongue, by act and deed, your praise be sung. Inflame with perfect love each sense that other souls may kindle thence. Hear me, Lord, and come to rescue me. Psalm 30. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, set me free. Hear me and speedily rescue me. Be a rock of refuge for me, a mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Release me from the snares they have hidden, for you are my refuge, Lord. Into your hands I commend my spirit. It is you who will redeem me, Lord. O God of truth, you detest those who worship false and empty gods. As for me, I trust in the Lord. Let me be glad and rejoice in your love. You who have seen my affliction and taken heed of my soul's distress have not handed me over to the enemy, but set my feet at large. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hear me, Lord, and come to rescue me. Lord, let your face shine on your servant. Psalm 30 continued. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in distress. Tears have wasted my eyes, my throat, and my heart. For my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighs. Affliction has broken down my strength, and my bones waste away. In the face of all my foes I am a reproach, an object of scorn to my neighbours, and of fear to my friends. Those who see me in the street run far away from me. I am like a dead man, forgotten, like a thing thrown away. I have heard the slander of the crowd. Fear is all around me, as they plot together against me, as they plan to take my life. But as for me, I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My life is in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of those who hate me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, let your face shine on your servant. Blessed be the Lord, who has shown me the wonders of his love. Psalm 30 concluded. How great is the goodness, Lord, that you keep for those who fear you, that you show to those who trust you in the sight of men. You hide them in the shelter of your presence from the plotting of men. You keep them safe within your tent from disputing tongues. Blessed be the Lord who has shown me the wonders of his love in a fortified city. I am far removed from your sight, I said in my alarm, yet you heard the voice of my plea when I cried for help. Love the Lord, all you saints. He guards his faithful, but the Lord will repay to the full those who act with pride. Be strong, let your heart take courage, all who hope in the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Blessed be the Lord, who has shown me the wonders of his love. Lead me in the way of your truth, and teach me, O Lord. You are the God who saves me. A reading from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 19. The Lord said to Jeremiah, Go and buy an earthenware jug. Take some of the elders of the people and some priests with you. Go out to the valley of Ben-Hinnom, as far as the entry of the gate of the potsherds. There proclaim the words I shall speak to you. You are to say, Kings of Judah, citizens of Jerusalem, listen to the word of the Lord. The Lord Sabaoth, the God of Israel, says this, I am bringing down such a disaster on this place that the ears of everyone who hears it will ring. This is because they have abandoned me, have profaned this place, have offered incense here to alien gods, which neither they nor their ancestors nor the king of Judah ever knew before. They have filled this place with the blood of the innocent. They have built high places for Baal to burn their sons there, which I had never ordered or decreed, which had never entered my thoughts. You are to break this jug in front of the men who are with you and say to them, The Lord Sabaoth says this, I am going to break this people and this city, just as one breaks a potter's pot irreparably. Topheth will become a burial ground for lack of other space. That is how I will treat this place. It is the Lord who speaks. And I mean to make this city like Topheth. The houses of Jerusalem and those of the kings of Judah will be unclean like this place, Topheth. All these houses, on the roofs of which they offered incense to the whole array of heaven, and poured out their libations to alien gods. When Jeremiah came back from Topheth, where the Lord had sent him to prophesy, he went and stood in the court of the temple of the Lord, and addressed all the people. The Lord Sabaoth, the God of Israel, says this, Yes, I am going to bring down every disaster I have threatened on this city and all its outlying towns, since they have grown so stubborn and refused to listen to my words. Now the priest Pashur, son of Immer, who was in charge of the police in the temple of the Lord, heard Jeremiah making this prophecy. Pashur had Jeremiah the prophet beaten and then put in the stocks at the gate of Benjamin, the upper gate leading into the temple of the Lord. Next day, Pashur had Jeremiah taken out of the stocks. Jeremiah said to him, Not Pashur, but Terah is the Lord's name for you. For the Lord says this, I am going to hand you over to Terah, you and all your friends. They shall fall by the sword of their enemies. Your own eyes shall see it. The whole of Judah, too, I will hand over to the king of Babylon. He will carry them off captives to Babylon and put them to the sword. And all the wealth of this city, all its stores, all its valuables, all the treasures of the kings of Judah, I will hand over to their enemies, who will plunder them, round them up, and carry them off to Babylon. As for you, Pashur, and your whole household, you shall go into captivity. You shall go to Babylon. There you will die, and there be buried, you and all your friends, to whom you have prophesied lies. A responsory from Matthew 23. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that kill the prophets and stone those who are sent to you. How often have I longed to gather your children as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you refused. You have grown stubborn and refused to listen to my words. How often have I longed to gather your children as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you refused. A reading from The Imitation of Christ, Book 3. My son, hear my words, words most sweet, excelling all the learning of philosophers and the wise men of this world. My words are spirit and life, and are not to be weighed by human standards. They are not to be abused for empty delight, but to be heard in silence, and received with all humility and great affection. And I said, Blessed is the man whom you chasten, O Lord, and whom you teach about your law, to give him respite from the days of trouble, so that he may not be desolate upon the earth. I, says the Lord, have taught the prophets from the beginning, and even till now I cease not to speak to all, but many are deaf and hardened to my voice. Many listen more willingly to the world than to God, and are readier to follow the desires of their flesh than God's good pleasure. The world promises things temporal and of small value, and is served with great eagerness. I promise things most excellent and everlasting, and yet men's hearts remain sluggish. Who is there that serves and obeys me in all things with that great care with which the world and its lords are served? But the shame of it! For an unchangeable good, for an inestimable reward, for the highest honour and never-ending glory, they are loath to undergo even a little fatigue. Blush, then, slothful and querulous servant, that they are actually more ready to labour for death than you for life. They rejoice more in vanity than you do in truth. Sometimes, indeed, they are disappointed of their hopes, but my promise deceives no man, nor sends away empty him that trusts in me. What I have promised, I will give. What I have said, I will make good, if only a man continue to the end faithful in my love. I am the rewarder of all the good and the mighty power of all the devout. Write my words in your heart and think diligently on them, for they will be very necessary in the time of temptation. What you understand not when you read, you shall know in the day of visitation. I am accustomed to visit my elect in two ways, namely, with temptation and with consolation. And daily I read two lessons to them, one to rebuke their vices, the other to exhort them to the increase of virtue. He that has my words and slights them has one that shall judge him on the last day. A responsory from Proverbs 23. My son, mark my words and accept guidance with a will, for they are a garland of grace on your head. My son, attend to wisdom and listen to my good counsel, for they are a garland of grace on your head. Let us pray. Father of might and power, every good and perfect gift comes down to us from you. Implant in our hearts the love of your name, increase our zeal for your service, nourish what is good in us, and tend it with watchful care. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.